I want to welcome everybody. It's now September. The definite changes in the air. We've got fall coming upon us. Some of us are experiencing those really cool nights and leaves are starting to change colors. And then some of us are still basking in, you know, 100 plus degrees. So either way, thank you for joining us today on Saturday AM Live. This is Vance Rogers, your host. And today we have with us Deborah Thompson from, it's Arkansas, correct?
Correct.
Okay. I almost said Alabama, but I thought, no, it's not Alabama, it's Arkansas. Whereas a friend of mine pronounces Arkansas.
You know. No, it's Arkansas.
Because it's spelled the same, and, you know, anyways, it's that English language that throws us. Well, Deborah, first of all, thank you so much for being with us.
You're welcome. I
appreciate it greatly. And for those of you who don't know what Deborah looks like, you can see her photo on the NECAN website when you scroll down through the list of Power Launch Bonus recipients. She's the striking redhead, correct?
No, it's more of a brunette, I guess you'd say.
Okay, but a quirky smile, if I remember correctly, right?
Oh, thank you.
I don't have the computer in front of me, so I'm forbidden on Saturday mornings anymore from using my office because our oldest daughter's bedroom is right next door, and she says I talk too loud on the phone. Imagine that. Well, Deborah, thank you for being with us, and let's go back in history a little bit and tell us a little bit about your life. You don't have to give us, you know, name, rank, and serial number and when you were born and all that kind of stuff, but what was life like before NECAN for Deborah Thompson?
Well, I guess you would have to understand that I was an RN for, I'm still an RN.
Mm-hmm.
About 10 years ago, or 12 years ago, I changed my mind and decided to go back to school and became a CPA.
And the two really don't relate at all. I mean,
well, people say, how in the world do you get from an RN to a CPA? And I say, well, you change from your taking care of people's lives to, or their bodies, to taking care of people's finances.
So change from physical to financial.
Yes.
Okay. And what was it that caused you to, flip? I mean, what was the...
Well, there was a lot of political pull in the hospitals, and everybody that works in the medical field understands that. And I just got tired of if you don't do it my way. And I really was more in the ministry. The reason why I wanted to be a nurse is because I wanted to help people.
Sure.
And RNs have become, go chart. And and I was more hands-on, wanted to be with the patients and take care of their problems than I was wanting to chart. Now, I did find a love in home health nursing because I was able to do one-on-one with them.
Mm-hmm.
But
so what you're saying, I mean, this great conflict that exists between providing the, I don't know if I use the word proper care, but just that tender, loving care versus everything documented.
Yeah.
Or pushing the drugs, which I see a lot, too.
I understand that medicines have to be given, but that TLC, when it needs to be given, is... is right where I want to be,
mm-hmm.
and that's where I wanted to be.
Mm-hmm. Oh no, we see it all the time, and you know when people are just wanting somebody to hold their hand versus start drilling them with a billion questions. So going back to school, how long of a school process did it take to get your CPA license?
It really wasn't as bad as you think because I already had my basics, so I only had to do two more years of account. You know, basically just grab my accounting work, and then I was then I had my accounting part.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't too bad. I went to school for graduated in 1997,
mm-hmm.
and got my CPA in 2001. and went for financial planning for, oh, basically 6 months. And then the crash happened, and came back to Newport. And, of course, Newport is only got 7,000 people in it.
Oh, wow. So a small community.
Very small community. And but we had five accountants here, and nobody was opening their doors to, and I wanted to do public accounting. I didn't want to do just, go work at a business. I really wanted to do public accounting. You know, there's that, you know, one-on-one again.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody was really, had time to open their doors. And my husband and I said, well, if you want your own practice, you can go try. But, you know, it's a very small community, and it's going to be a hard road. And so I started in 2002 doing taxes. And nine years ago, this coming year, well, it'll be 10 when I start my, in 2011.
Okay.
It'll be my 10th year.
Okay. And you just hung out a shingle, word of mouth, how'd you spread the news?
Pretty much word of mouth. Yeah, you put some things in the newspaper. I now have the tax tips for the radio.
Mm-hmm.
But it's mainly just word of mouth. Word of mouth around here works better than anything.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord kind of, and truthfully, what I need to say right here is, I felt like the Lord gave me this.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord did this. Every portion of it, I've asked the Lord, you know, why in the world did I become a CPA? And my husband became a RN first, and but my husband became very, very ill, and if I had not been an RN, I don't think I would have him here.
Mm-hmm.
So, in many ways, I'm very glad that it's kind of been chaotic going back to school and everything, but everything I give God the glory, because he has really brought my business from absolutely 46 clients. And we deal with about 400 a year now.
Wow.
So.
Okay. Now, what you didn't mention what your husband does for an occupation.
My husband is has moved from the very bottom of Arkansas Steel to the very top. He's been with them for 30 years.
Okay.
And he's vice president now of engineering.
Okay. Okay. So stepping out on your own and starting your own CPA firm is, you kind of already set the course of stepping out and being in business for yourself and venturing into the world of network marketing, and yet the two don't really relate that much in some senses, but in others they do. So what was your introduction to Nikan? Because a lot of times people that are in business for themselves, especially a CPA with 400 clients, I know there's two different times a year, and this we're building up to the
yes, we are.
October 5th, because I spoke with our CPA the other day, and I knew exactly what he was talking about, that there's kind of two times a year, one prior to basically from beginning of September to the middle of October, where you're just, you know, crammed to the hilt, and then also building up February, March, and April is where you get slammed again. So what happened how did Nikan come into this picture for Deborah Thompson?
Well, last year, you have to understand first that I am a Christian, and we have, I'm very, very involved at church. I'm in the middle of all my wonderful life, I'm also a minister with the Assemblies of God, and I do a lot of children evangelistic work, and I did during the 90s, and there's a little boy at our church who God just placed in my heart, because the mother was just asking God to just please help him, and you have to understand what the, what was going on with his family. They are a foster family, and they have been doing taking a lot of drug babies, mm-hmm. and they have adopted four of them. And Matthew is a very special little boy. He was a drug baby, and he has ADD, ADHD, and but he was terrorizing our church. I love him, but he was just, you know, it was just he would always, he was just having throwing fits, just you know, wanting his mom or you know, wanting his way, blah blah blah, and they were asking for prayer, and that they were thinking that they were going to have to take him back to the mental institution to re-regulate his drugs, and I just started praying for him,
mm-hmm.
and this was right before Christmas. I saw Vince, who is my upline, at Walmart, and said, hey, Vince, come over and have a cup of coffee with me. It's just the way I kind of say, hey, come over, you know, hadn't seen you in a while, just come over and have a cup of coffee. Didn't know what he had, you know, it was just a kind of a comment. We knew each other when my mother was ill, and he was my mother's physical therapist. And hadn't seen him since mom had passed away. And lo and behold, he shows up. Didn't really expect him, but, you know, that just, he shows up. And he shows me, he introduces me to the Nikon water, and I'm very, very skeptical. And at this time, I had a broken arm, so he couldn't do the strength test on me.
Okay, how'd you break your arm?
I fell off a horse last year in Ireland. So everybody gets to hear my horse story now.
Because I'm thinking CPA work is not that violent. I'm not thinking you're going to be crazy.
No, I actually fell off a horse in Ireland. But anyway, we did all the, everybody did the strength test in the office. Everybody that was there did the strength test. And I finally got my daughter to come over and do the strength test. I said, if you can do her, because she was trying to be a fireman at the time, so she's really stout.
Mm-hmm.
And she went immediately down. She was definitely a reactor.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so funny because you should have seen her face. But anyway, he saw me on the water and we started talking. And somehow we got over to ADHD, and I said, okay, Vince, now I've got you. Because I'm kind of a tester. You know, mm-hmm. RNs are testers, and so are accountants. You know, we're really not that much different. People just think we're different.
It's definitely the analytical side.
Right. It was the analytical side that got me.
Where the skepticism comes in. And you had never done anything in the world of network marketing before?
Well, I had enjoyed a season with Mary Kay, did very well with it.
Okay.
But had given it up years ago. That was kind of one of my summer jobs when my husband would never let me work during the summer. Because we were raising two wonderful girls, and so during the summer I would not work.
Okay.
So that was kind of a summer fun type
sure.
thing.
Sure.
But anyway.
Okay. Vince does the energy test and everybody, and wows folks right in front of your eyes. And
yeah.
You want to check out the your friend Matthew.
So I buy the water because, well, the analytical says I'm buying these great big bottles of water anyway,
mm-hmm.
and the cost is exactly the same. Why not get water that is better for me?
Sure.
That was the analytical. So that was really no big jump.
Mm-hmm.
But the next thing was the bracelet, and I bought the bracelet for Matthew and just gave it to him, because you remember these people really don't have any money.
Sure.
And anyway, long story short, within a month, now this little boy does not like me. This is the funny part, because I'm very much a disciplinarian. And he had me in Sunday school one time, and I would make him try to, I would do my best to get him to not interrupt his parents during Sunday school and to enjoy learning about Jesus.
Sure.
But sometimes it wasn't always fun. So anyway, about a month later, he runs up to me, and he looks up with these great big brown eyes and says, "I love you, Sister Debbie." And you go, "Oh, my God. What has happened?"
Mm-hmm.
And the mother did not understand that she had to leave the bracelet on, takes it off, and in 2 weeks he has this knockdown drag out. You know, and if anybody worries about placebos, here's the story that will knock out the placebo. But the anyway, she took it off, and he has this knockdown drag out. Terrible thing at the church 2 weeks later.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going, what is wrong? And, of course, we had had him on the water also with all this.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, are you, you know, and I saw her on Wednesday. I said, are you out of water? What's wrong? What's wrong? You know. She says, oh, I took the bracelet off. I said, why? And she said, oh, well, you said 30 days. And I said, well, 30 days to get it in full working, you know, that's what Vince told me, which we learned later that it doesn't take 30 days. But anyway, 2 weeks later, I mean, a week and a half later, she immediately puts it back on him, and he runs up and does it again.
Hmm.
So if anybody has pull with system next week when they start choosing this giveaway for a wellness home. This family desperately needs it. Matthew is desperately needing more.
Mm-hmm.
He's broken 4 of his bracelets. I've given every one of them to him.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
a question that comes up, because just one bracelet, you put it on his right hand, his left hand, or you're putting two of them?
I just put it, no, we put it on his ankle.
You put it on his ankle?
He's so little.
Mm-hmm.
He's only 6 years old,
mm-hmm.
6, 7 years old.
Okay.
So we had to put it on his ankle. But he would get in a rage at some time, and he'd jerk on it, and he'd just break it.
Mm.
We did get him in some, I gave him some insoles this time, so he's doing better on insoles. But he desperately needs to calm the rest of him down.
Sure.
To give him a full wellness home.
Mm-hmm.
And because, I mean, he's not the only one in the family that's affected.
Right.
Like I said, she brings in, I mean, they are foster family, and they've had over 60 kids in 5 years.
Wow.
Come through that home.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this family would be such a blessing to a farm, he's a farmhand. I do their books. No, they can't afford to spend the money for a wellness home.
Most of the people doing foster care are not in it for the money. And
they're not in it after the money. Matter of fact, they usually adopt them, which wipes out them getting the money.
Yeah, exactly.
They've adopted 4 of them, and they're working on their 5th.
Yeah, so, Deborah, you see this happen in Matthew. And
I was amazed.
So the analytical, you know, side of you has to wake up and say, okay, what's going on? What led to where you are today? I mean, you earned $1,200 in the Power Launch bonus, which means you obviously were talking to more than just, drug babies. You had to be exposed. You've got 400 clients plus, so you've got, contacts out the wazoo. How'd you get started?
Well, the next thing that happened was my husband doesn't like to take his vitamins, and we're both gastric bypass clients. So we switched over to Neekin vitamins in April.
Okay.
And I missed my hair appointment for about two weeks straight. And I had about a dollar size, I had to have my hair teased every 2 weeks. I mean, every week to keep the hole in my head, in the back of my head, covered.
Okay. And hole just natural bald spot or what?
It was a natural bald spot, quote, possibly due to anesthesia.
Okay.
You know, don't know what really caused it, but anyway.
Okay.
When I went back to the beautician at the end of April, because, you know, during tax season, she said, "My God, Debbie, what's happened?" And I said, "Oh, no, is it worse?" I started grabbing my hair. And she said, "No, your hair is thicker. You've got little bitty growth spots. You got little bitty hairs coming out of your head." And it was all over my head. And she was showing it to me. I mean, you know, they were just, you know, they weren't very long, but they were,
yeah.
You could tell that my hair was growing in. And I said, "Well, and I kind of felt bad. The only thing I had changed was my vitamins."
Okay, and what were you specifically taking? The Core? I mean, Siaga, Immunity?
No, I wasn't taking the Core.
Okay.
I went on the women's vitamin and the Omega.
That's it?
That was the two things that I went on.
Okay.
I didn't know about, I didn't understand the Siaga and the Greenzymes at the time.
Okay.
Now, since then, I have gone on those. Truthfully, if somebody asks me, you know, "What did you do to get your hair back?" I have to tell them the other.
Now
this is what I started with.
You're right, but you also were on whole wellness home products?
Pretty much, more a wellness office.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Because most of the products were at the office. I have a neck brace. I had the seat. Of course, I have insoles. I had I found out about the chain later in April when I started talking to Sherry and Jack. You know, I started. What happened to make me change was Vince had earned been given a ticket to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to Florida in April or May. I can't remember. And all of a sudden, I got excited about Neekin.
Sure.
I met Sherry and Jack Clark. I started listening to all the CDs, learning more and more of how good and awesome Neekin was.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I just can't, you know, I mean, the ability to change a diabetic, the chance of them not having to have their toes cut off,
mm-hmm.
just hit my nursing heart.
Sure.
And, of course, I got the one on Hope for Neuropathy. I have all the CDs, I think, because I was analytical. You know, I wanted to hear what was going on. You know, why was it this way?
Mm-hmm.
And so I started, you know, May was spent on listening to all the CDs. I started talking it up in late May. This is how I start. And in, like, the very last week of May, I had Roger Jones, which was one of my clients, actually, he found out he had fibromyalgia.
Hmm.
And I had let his dad borrow one of my packs, and he had a really good response to the bed. And he says, "I want my son to try it," because I didn't know about Roger having fibromyalgia and several other things.
And how young is Roger?
Roger's in his 30s or 40s.
Okay, so he's got two very uncommon things, one being male. It's not really
a
condition that strikes males that often, and two being that age.
Yeah,
so
he's really young, and but anyway, he's come through a whole slew of, I mean, he's got a wonderful story.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, we decided to do everything in June, the 1st of June.
Okay.
And I said, well, I'd like to go silver. And he says, well, I'm going to go gold. I said, okay, let's go. I said, you push me to silver, and we'll just go to gold together. And so in June, we went, I went silver basically it was just contacts through the office, people I knew through the office, got excited about some of the stories, got excited. I got people walking in saying, do you have any of that hair stuff? Because the hair story has gone all over, and
which is a great way to get people onto AutoShip.
That's what's funny is they'll say, do you have any of that hair stuff, mm-hmm. that hair vitamin stuff?
Mm-hmm.
And anyway.
It's amazing how vain of a culture we are.
I said, well, I just know it works, you know. But anyway, but we went, Roger and his dad both on a furniture store here in town. They started talking, they ordered, and we on June 30th, we hit the 20,000.
Okay.
Of course, Vince went silver like 2 minutes before I did, which was really fun. And so we helped take Vince to silver, and then they took me to silver. Roger's actually bronze underneath me.
Mm-hmm.
And his dad's a senior. And our executive, I forget which.
Okay. And in the process, you qualified for Cancun?
And the next month, we qualified for Cancun.
Okay.
Which was extremely exciting. And my husband, the last little story I've got to tell real quick, my husband broke his foot in June. And it was a spiral fracture of his metatarsal, which is the side of your foot, and he was put in an air boot and told you won't be out of it till October.
Mm.
And of course I say, a really good way to prove to him, because my husband's an engineer, okay?
Sure.
So we're really having difficulty with this magnet thing, because
mm-hmm.
he works with electronic magnets, so he does have insoles and all this other stuff, and he still goes along with me because I'm the RN, but
mm-hmm.
the believing's not quite there yet. And but anyway, we put him on the Power Mag. He went on 2 osteodents a day. I put little power dots, the little bitty magnets on top of his foot while he was in the boot, and I would wrap his foot up, you know, and put him in the boot in the morning, and make sure he had magnets on top and bottom, because he had the insoles on bottom. And 2 weeks ago, he came out of the boot. That's not October, by the way. See?
So you're talking 2 months' time versus 4 months' time.
Yeah.
Okay. So no more boot.
No more boot.
No more boot. Okay. So what's your husband's outlook?
That could have just happened anyway. So we're still having problems, but that's okay.
Oh, you gotta love the engineer types, don't you?
He's still an engineer. He's still not quite believing yet. But that's not unusual. That's an engineer.
Mm-hmm. I have to ask this question before
sure.
before I let you go, Deborah, you had mentioned that you had worked with Mary Kay before. How long of a stint was that?
Well, I had gotten my red jacket, so I was on my way to get the car.
Which is quite a commitment. You're doing a lot of volume to get.
Yeah, I was doing quite a volume.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how'd you lose interest?
I got mad at the computer, believe it or not. Computers were new.
Uh-huh.
And I had put my inventory in the computer. And had lost it.
Mm.
And I had spent several days on doing that.
Sure.
And it just absolutely just infuriated me. And of course the accounting part of me was already there.
Yeah.
And I said, I just don't want to do this again.
Sure.
And I don't know. It's just like it was like a turnoff.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I had it. What's funny is I have some inventory. I have quite, but I have not gotten to the point that I've put it in the computer yet.
Sure. Which is one of those other great reasons, and you list the pros and cons of Nikon versus anything else that's out there, especially a consumer.
Oh, Mary Kay, you had to have it in stock,
right,
all the time.
Right.
We need to keep a few things in stock, but we don't have to keep the big things in stock,
sure.
Which is wonderful.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, a couple pair of insoles are great, maybe a bottle of a jar of Jades or a bottle of Immunity or something like that, but or CM cream, but come on, a box of power patches, but we're not talking several $1,000 worth of inventory.
No, and that's one thing I did have with Mary Kay, and that was part of the turnoff.
Mm-hmm.
As I kept way too much inventory, and it was just becoming too cumbersome to, I didn't want to have a store type thing.
Sure.
And yet I did have.
Now, as you go into another season of preparing taxes and everything, and the nice thing is you get to celebrate that season ending on the beaches of Cancun, timing-wise. But for you, where were you, or where do you think this will take you come post October 15th after an experience like what you're going to have in Cancun? Where does the future lie for Deborah Thompson?
Well, what's going to be fun is I always usually play some kind of video during tax season, and I've actually have a short commercial that has been cut that I'm gonna probably redo, but on Nikon, and it's the Freedom. We took the Freedom 15,
mm-hmm.
2015, and just kind of reworded it a little bit for me,
mm-hmm.
and made it my story.
Sure.
And we're going to, and it's been compliant already, been approved by compliance, and we're going to play it, and we're thinking about putting maybe something in the seats.
Mm-hmm.
We're thinking about putting Nikon seats out there just for fun.
Sure.
I know we'll put the air thing out there just to keep the bugs out of the office. No offense, that's one thing that I do have to say. Last year, I didn't get sick, but I was on so much nutrition, and I was on the Immunity a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get sick last year.
Sure.
And I always get sick.
Well, of course, you would, being around that many people in such a short amount of time. It's kind of par for the course.
I normally get the flu at least once during the season.
Sure.
And I did not get the flu last year.
Hmm.
And I praise God, and I praise I praise the fact that we have such great products.
Well, and I think it's interesting, Deborah, is you got a whole myriad of different backgrounds coming, you know, coming from the being a licensed minister of the Assemblies of God to a CPA to nursing and then an engineering husband to boot, and having all those come together, you really do have kind of the upper hand of being able to talk to just about anybody that's out there, to relate to a lot of different walks of life, having your own experiences and watching what's taking place with, you know, boys like Matthew, and in such a short amount of time, that, you know, kind of the world is your opportunity out there, and so it's onward and upward from here.
Well, we're certainly pushing for gold, hopefully by next year,
mm-hmm.
and or, you know, sometime during the year,
mm-hmm.
and just got to find those special people that are, I know that are around, just got to find those that want to move on up.
Sure.
That's the wonderful thing that you've got to do is you've got to find that one that wants to move.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, you're gonna. I'm probably gonna be finding a lot that just want to be customers.
Sure.
Only because that's my heart. You know, I don't know whether you mentioned, but the name of my business is A Heart for Wellness.
Mm, okay.
It's mainly because. It wasn't after the business side. It was just because I cared about people.
Mm.
Can I make you feel better? You know, that's where I cared.
Sure.
You know, there's I've seen this business side, and if I can find those special people out there that want to move on up, that just you know, care about people and want to move on up, that's what I want on my team.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Deborah, thank you so much. And I have to share with people at the end here that you were completely panic-stricken. Which
you made it easy, Vance.
Yeah.
I have to admit.
It's so funny because I call different people and I don't know how they find out about this call or whatever, and they said, you don't want that. No. Oh, it's too much fun. So thank you again. Our guest has been Deborah Thompson, and this has been an absolute delight. You've given us lots of great tips and information to run on, and as well as
can I say one more thing?
You absolutely can.
I want to say thank you so much because I could not have done it without my upline.
Mm.
Sherry,
I spoke with Ben Sesh the other day, and we all know Sherry and Jack there.
Well, Sherry and Jack and Larry Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
Without them and the three-way calls, that is the way I made silver. Mm-hmm. I could not have done it without that.
Oh, absolutely.
I do want that to be put on the tape because they made me silver.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say thank you to my team who is has been wonderful, and Roger and Jimmy really pushed me on too.
Mm-hmm.
And Sherry and Jack coming down to boost off Nikon in Arkansas really helped too.
Mm-hmm.
And I
absolutely.
Wanted to say thank you for that.
Well, and the people that will get to see you in Cancun and then put a face with the voice other than what's on the website, so you get to meet her in person. And just as a reminder, if you've got somebody that you think would relate to what Deborah shared, either a nurse or a CPA or, you know, a fellow minister, I mean, you got three to choose from, here's a great chance to shove them over to www.saturdayamlive.com is the website, and Steve will have it up in a few hours' time for sure. And it's a real nice thing to utilize for introducing people to Nikon. That may be a specific, you know, follow-up. I would highly recommend utilizing the beautiful compensation CD with all the different stories, but if they want to hear a little more that's tailored to their industry or their occupation, well, this would be a great one. So, again, it's SaturdayAMLive.com.